Meditation for today, Reformation is Present in the Heart, comes from Isaiah chapter 29, verses 13, 14, and 17 through 19. Inasmuch as these people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men, therefore, behold, I will again do a marvelous work among this people, a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hidden. Is it not yet a very little while till Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be esteemed as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of the obscurity and out of darkness. The humble also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. This is God's word. You may be seated. As we commented before, the Reformation was aimed at this prevailing emphasis on external works and a loss of understanding of what repentance and faith were really all about. Hence, we read Martin Luther's first thesis of the 95 theses that he nailed to the door in Wittenberg. Our Lord and Master Jesus Christ, when he said, "Repent," willed that the whole life of the believers should be repentance. The teaching that Martin Luther is challenging is the idea that a person has to do certain works that the church defines in order to prove his repentance, in order to be fully assured that he has been forgiven. The question is posed then before us. What role do good works play in our repentance and forgiveness? Is it necessary to right the wrong in order for you to be assured that you're forgiven? We find this false teaching had developed called satisfactions, and it had snowballed to the point where they thought if you bought a piece of paper from the Pope, you could get extra forgiveness. You could get extra merits of Christ and the saints, even to the point of being able to free a dead soul from purgatory. Soon we find that virtually no talk of repentance in the heart took place, because the focus then shifted away from Christ and the heart to external ceremonies, pilgrimages to Rome, relics, and so on. Likewise, the gospel was changed. It was weakened, if it even existed. A person was led to think, if I just do what the pastor tells me to do, I'm going to be okay. Verse 13 says, these people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men. It's actually not that hard for our flesh to pretend to be a Christian. It's not that hard. If faith were a matter of getting to church each Sunday, every service, if faith were a matter of a certain amount of our income being given to the church, would it be that hard to make ourselves look pretty good? However, faith is a work of God in our hearts. This is what Martin Luther meant when he went on in Thesis 3, there's no inward repentance that does not outwardly work diverse mortifications of the flesh. So then again, what's that role of good works? It's the inward becoming the outward. Good works are a result of repentance of faith, not a cause. They flow from knowing that you are forgiven of all your sins. The inward produces the outward, and this is what those 95 theses were getting after. How is it that God gets at that inward? How is it that Reformation is present in the heart? He comes to us through his word, not through the commandments of men, through the word of God. We hear the word fear in verse 13. Their fear toward me. And the Old Testament would use the word fear a lot the way we would use the word faith. That true fear doesn't come by the commandment of men. It's not living up to what I tell you to do as pastor. It's not living up to what the CLC says is right or wrong. True faith comes from the Holy Spirit working through His Word. By God coming to you through the truth of the gospel. A no strings attached deliverance from sin. It's what verse 14 calls a marvelous work. What confuses the wisdom of this world. That the path to heaven is not known by our logic or reason, but that it comes to us freely as an undeserved gift of God, not because of anything we've done, through the death of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ. It's what opens the ears of the deaf to hear and opens the eyes of the blind to see, as our text goes on. Verse 17 talks about Lebanon being turned into a fruitful field. It's talking about the conversion of the heart. God turning what was once dead into something that has growth, that has fruit, that has life. Verse 19, it's what makes the poor rejoice, because the poor are made rich. What soul could find a true assurance of His forgiveness if something was attached to it that we needed to do? Or if it was required that we had perfect sincerity in our repentance? Who among us has perfect sincerity? Everything we do, our thoughts continue to throw questions at us. Am I really repentant enough? Have I really done enough? Have I responded to the forgiveness and gift that God has given me in the right way? Inwardly, we've got that old Adam that continues to taint everything we do. That's why we need a forgiveness that comes to the undeserving heart. As Romans chapter 3 says, the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. This is the foundation of the Reformation of the heart. It's the foundation that men even before Luther were standing on. Men like John Huss, who was burned at the stake because he wanted to preserve this truth of the gospel. As Martin Luther wrote, though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain with His good gifts and spirit. Reformation is present through God's grace in the church, in the home, and most of all, in your hearts. Amen. The service will continue with the singing of hymn 292, stanzas 1 through 3, 8, and 9.